Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country.
A vigil is being held in Stockton following last weekend's mass shootings at a child's birthday party.
I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. Today, let's bring you up to speed on shocking acts of violence in the last week, including a 29-year-old Afghan national accused of shooting two West Virginia National Guard members, killing one in Washington, D.C. Rahmanullah Lakhanwal pleaded not guilty to ambushing and opening fire on the guards as rush hour travel was beginning for Thanksgiving. It happened just blocks from the White House. Then there was a shooting at a two-year-old's birthday party where four people, including three children, were killed in Stockton, California. In a separate incident on Black Friday, a 17-year-old is charged with opening fire on who he thought was a rival gang member in a crowded San Jose mall, forcing panicked shoppers to run for cover. Three people were hit by the gunfire. Before we wrap up, we'll have experts weigh in on whether this all means our criminal justice system needs to be reformed. Let's start with the birthday party shooting.
Carmela Karcher with CBS Sacramento is at the vigil tonight, and she joins us live. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Give us a sense of the atmosphere, who the speakers are, what you can see, how well attended it is.
I speak with the mayor earlier today. She also just spoke on the podium as well, but she's really calling for the community to gather together. There has been no suspects identified yet in this mass shooting that happened over the weekend, so she's really calling on the community to step up and share the information that they know, and really determined to get the people that caused this over the past weekend to, be put away in jail.
That must be very frustrating for the people who are there, that there are no suspects. Do you know anything else about the status of the investigation?
Yeah, so they're still really working hard to get a lot of information. They've been keeping a lot of information close to the vest. There was some, rumors going around that it was gang related, but they have since rolled that statement back, but they're still gathering a lot of information. They did recover some firearms that were on top of the banquet hall over the weekend. Also a couple of vehicles that were there. So they're still in the big process of this investigation.
Well, it sounds like they've got some good leads. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Really appreciate you calling in and telling us about that situation there. That's a vigil that's being held in Stockton. It follows last weekend's mass shooting at a child's birthday party, but it's a 22-year tradition that's held in Stockton, remembering those lost to gun violence.
The search continues for the suspect shooting at a child's birthday party in Stockton. 11 were wounded and 4 killed, including 3 minors. KCBS reporter Mike DeWald is talking with neighbors in the area. Mike, what's the latest?
Well, Danny, I made my way around the other end of the scene. This is the more residential side, a lot of homes here. The area that is roped off is actually quite far from the scene at the end of Lucille here. It's just a reflection of what a large scene this is, how large the investigation is. Really only neighbors that live here can come in and out right now. Where we're at right now with the investigation, 15 total victims, four of those fatal. The fatalities were ages 8, 9, 14, and 21. This was a child's birthday party at a banquet hall. Police estimate about 100 to 150 people were here celebrating. It all happened around 6 o'clock last night. Now, just in speaking with neighbors, it depends a little bit on how close they were to the scene. I talked with one neighbor who thought they heard hammering outside, turned down the TV, didn't really think anything was going on, didn't even really hear sirens and response until later, seeing the news that this was happening. Talked to one neighbor much closer who just spoke to the horror of having something like this, seeing first responders involving with children of such young ages, such a scary situation, having gunfire at a children's birthday party. In terms of the investigation, really no information from police so far. We don't know if it's a single suspect, if it's multiple suspects. We are hoping to get an update on how that investigation is moving forward, but they do believe it is a targeted shooting. There is no threat to the greater community here in Stockton, so we will check in to see if there is any update on that investigation.
So multiple lives were claimed at mass shootings outside the White House and at a child's birthday party in the last week. But what about the shooting at Valley Fair Mall? Here's more on what happened and whether it means our justice system is broken from KCBS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Of course, have to start with the aftermath of the Valley Fair Mall shooting. What is your message to San Jose and South Bay residents in the wake of that shooting?
Well, it's deeply disturbing for all of us, and we're incredibly fortunate that no one lost their life that day. 100,000 people went through Valley Fair the day of the shooting. Three people were hit by the bullets fired by this suspect, and this was not his first time being apprehended with a loaded weapon, which is concerning. This is a juvenile defendant, 17 years old, has obviously a history. And one of the things that I think is a lesson here is that we need a better method of intervention with juveniles. We have, as a state, really reformed our criminal justice system and tried to be less punitive when it comes to juveniles. And in many cases, that maybe makes sense. We don't want to reinforce a life of criminal behavior. We want to help people, young people in particular, get onto a better path. But in this case, this juvenile basically got a slap on the wrist the last time he was found with a loaded weapon, is a known member, an active member of a gang. And clearly the criminal justice system did not in any way get him on a different path. And now we have a case where we could have seen people killed. We did see three people hit by bullets, which is just incredibly serious. I want to thank SJPD. They were on scene. There was an officer at the scene of the shooting within just over a minute, which is pretty incredible. And I want to thank the DA. He understands the seriousness of gang-related violence. And because of what I was just saying, there's this perverse incentive, it's almost a loophole, for gangs to actively recruit and arm juveniles because they know that there's very little consequence, that even for firing a weapon in a crowded place or even killing someone, the consequence is much, much lower if the person's 17 years old, the suspect is 17 years old. So the DA is pushing for this individual to be tried in adult court, something we generally don't do in California anymore, but would allow there to be more appropriate consequences. And I support him in that.
Yeah, you have not been shy in joining law enforcement in calling California's juvenile crime laws too weak. And I wonder how you define that. And then, you know, part B of that is what kind of changes would you like to see in our juvenile crime laws?
Sure. Well, there are at least a few examples I can give you just off the cuff here. I mean, one is we don't allow officers to even read juveniles their Miranda rights. They can't question them. They are first have to be in touch with their lawyer, and no lawyer ever advises a juvenile to ever talk to police at all, which means there's literally no evidence or leads they can get on who's the adult in their life who has recruited them, has empowered them, who are the accomplices. They can't question a juvenile. That is a problem. It's very difficult to have them tried in adult court, even if they've become pardoned criminals, for lack of a better term, who have repeatedly taken violent acts and tried to harm, even kill others. It's very hard to even have that case in adult court where more appropriate consequences can be levied. And then third, there's a state law that essentially says that even if a 17-year-old has, say, murdered someone in cold blood, shows no remorse, has a repeated history of violent acts and so forth, and is deeply involved in gang life, they can't be sentenced beyond 25 years old, meaning they could be 17, murder a couple of people, and they're going to be released by 25 years old, whether or not they've shown any remorse or tried to rehabilitate. So we've put real limits on the system. And again, I want to be clear. I am not for going back to the era of mass incarceration. I think we over-incarcerated, particularly for drug crime, and you know, failed to treat underlying addiction and mental illness. And there's a lot of problems that we've been trying to fix. But on the other hand, the pendulum swung too far in some cases. And we do not have a way to actually do what I think the community wants, which is have some assurance that this person is willing to choose a different life, is engaging in rehabilitative services, is looking to have a different path in life before we just put them right back onto the street to continue a pattern that they've exhibited.
Mayor, it's been a long time since I was 17, but it's pretty easy to observe that being a 17-year-old today is quite a bit different than it was back, say, when I was 17. Should we go so far as to perhaps lower the age threshold of charging people as an adult? I mean, right now the standard is 18. Exceptions are made for a little younger. I mean, should we lower the official bar, 17, 16, or is that going too far?
You know, it's a tough question, but it's an important conversation, which is why I've been raising this issue, because the pattern we see is disturbing. We seem to be incentivizing, by shielding juveniles from real consequences, we seem to be incentivizing gangs to actively recruit and arm young people in our community. In fact, we were looking at data just over the last few months, 28% of gang-related incidents in San Jose, including aggravated assault, weapons charges, robberies, were committed by young people under the age of 18. That's an explicit strategy. And we hear that from our social workers on the front lines. So what I'd like to see at a minimum is I'd like to see officers be able to question juvenile suspects when they're apprehended and read them their Miranda rights, but be able to ask questions. If they can carry a gun and commit crime, they ought to be able to decide if they want to waive their Miranda rights and speak to an officer. That could be helpful. I'd like to see enhancements for adults who are involved in and aware of the actions of these youth. If you're recruiting and arming a young person as a way to create a loophole and avoid consequences for criminal behavior in a gang, there ought to be an enhancement specifically for that. You ought to do time and significant time. And if you're engaged in violent actions as a juvenile, whether you are 15, 16, 17, if you shoot at people, if you murder people, I think there ought to be enough accountability that you have taken demonstrated actions to, you know, job training, counseling, you are showing remorse and on a path to a different life before we simply say, well, you were young and you'll hopefully make better decisions and we're just going to, you know, not have you in jail or release you within a year or two. I think we need to bring that pendulum back to the middle.
Mayor, you have a gun buyback coming up this Saturday. It happens less than a week after the Valley Fair shooting. How do you answer critics that say these are just symbolic? They don't put a dent in illegal gun circulation.
Well, look, the number of guns out there is overwhelming. I don't deny that, but I do think at the margins it is something that can be helpful, because the folks who show up and are willing to give back a gun in exchange for getting some cash, we're offering $100 for handguns, rifles, and shotguns, $200 for assault weapons, are folks who don't want to have that weapon and are looking to get rid of it, want to make a little bit of cash, and we really don't want that gun circulating and potentially getting into the hands of a youth in our community, somebody involved in organized crime. It's just the more guns we can take out of the marketplace and away, responsibly away from owners who no longer want those weapons. And we do this no questions asked. So it just means less unwanted guns circulating out there in the community. And at the margin, I think it matters. Is it the most powerful tool we have? Absolutely not. Our officers do an amazing job of proactive community policing and pulling guns off our streets. We have gun restraining orders that our city attorney and our DA pursue with folks who have a history of domestic abuse and violence. And so we have a lot of tools. This is just one more. But yes, for those who would like to sell back a gun and get it out of circulation, and we want to get as many guns out of the community as possible when owners no longer want them. We don't want to see them just falling into random hands.
We're talking with San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan. Mayor, I'd like to segue. Before I let you go, we have to talk about the FIFA World Cup draw. It is coming up. I know you're excited about the World Cup coming to the South Bay. We have a listener question. Are you preparing law enforcement and public safety officials to handle it? Do you have the safety infrastructure?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we've been planning now for a couple of years for both Super Bowl and those six World Cup matches that are coming. And we've got great collaboration from federal, state, and county partners. It truly is a team effort when it comes to keeping people safe for these large global sporting events. We expect over 500,000 people to come to the region, mostly to the San Jose area here, and then, of course, over to Santa Clara for the actual games and matches at Levi's. The foundation of being able to do any of this is public safety. So we have been preparing for 2 years. We'll have federal support, state and county with CHP and Sheriff's Office, and then, of course, SJPD and other local departments. And we're prepared, but we're not taking anything for granted. These large events are wonderful. They also can pose challenges. And so, yes, we've been planning. We're staffing up. We're ready to pay the overtime that'll be needed to make sure we have enough officers out there. We've gotten really stronger with technology, our automated license plate readers and other tools. And so we believe we're ready, but we're preparing for all possibilities.
If it's not clear yet, the end of 2025 is turning out to be violent, with several mass shootings during the last week alone. And internationally, violence of another kind is taking center stage. Scrutiny is intensifying over the Trump administration's strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats in the waters around Venezuela, especially since revelations that one such bombing, including circling back to kill survivors. Members of Congress, mostly Democrats, were already raising questions about the legality of the strikes and warned that a continued campaign against alleged drug smugglers in the region could escalate into war with Venezuela. Here's more.
Democrats are demanding that Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, resign. And while that is certainly, a possibility, if he were to do so, it would be in contradiction to what President Trump has said was the right call. I mean, Hegseth, this has been a confusing chain of command, but the president has said that narco-terrorists are at war with the United States, which is why they have blown at least 11 ships out of the water, killing over 80 people. And it was that very first attack where Hegseth is being accused of a war crime, for not only did they blow up the ship, but when there were two survivors, they sent another missile in and killed them. Now, Hegseth says He did not make that call for the second missile, but he fully supports it. Admiral Bradley, who's the commander of U.S. Special Operations, was the one who made the call. He's going up to Capitol Hill today. Hegseth, in sort of an angry tirade against reporters the other day, said, you know, this is the fog of war, and you sit back in your air-conditioned offices and you complain and nitpick about things that we do to keep the American public safe. It was reminiscent of Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. Is that what, do I have the right movie?
You can't handle the truth.
Precisely. And, you know, but for Hegseth to quit over this, Donald Trump has backed Hegseth completely. So Trump would perhaps have to admit that he was not correct. The president never does that. And on top of all that, you've also got this report today on that call that you just heard them mention on CBS News about the Signal chat, in which a reporter was let onto a secret military call, and maybe it wasn't Hegseth's fault, but it was his call, and according to this report, that put American lives in danger.
All right, Mark, thank you. That's our KCBS political analyst, Mark Sandolo.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Barry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.